Yes, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jack Farmer, and this is Elite of the Week, the show where we pick all the wrestlers from AEW Dynamite and AEW Rampage, and we power rank them 1 through 10. But we don't just do it week to week. No, what we do is we add a point system. So any wrestler ranked number 10 gets a point. Any wrestler ranked number 9 gets 2 points. 8 gets 3 points, all the way up to rank number 1 getting 10 points. We keep track of those points, and throughout the year, we add them all up, and at the end of the year, we're going to have a really cool power ranking to see just who was the elite of the year. It's going to be a fun time to see who really dominated this year, week in and week out. Now, if you've been watching the show, thank you so much. If you're new to the show, please like, comment, subscribe, share with your friends, all the stuff you know what to do. It's the kind of thing that this content creation needs to keep on chugging. So if you could, like the video, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. Also, let me know who you think should have been ranked in the top 10 this week. Now, let's not keep this going any longer. Let's get right down to why we're here. Let's get to the nitty-gritty and let's talk about these power rankings. At number 1, it's Bryan Danielson, and boy, is that name going to be hard to start saying again now that his old name is his new name, but he's ranked number 1, and I can already hear everyone saying, Jack, he didn't even have a match. How come he's number 1 on the list? Well, let me tell you why, because he immediately came out and started calling out the champ, calling out Kenny Omega, and now we're all chatting about what would happen if Bryan Danielson had an AEW World Championship match against Kenny Omega. And that means he may very well find himself in a match for that World Championship. And getting put in a position where you could get a shot at the World Champion makes you number 1 this week on Elite of the Week. At number 2, it's Brian Pillman Jr. His family got called out in front of his home crowd from one of the most diabolical folks at AEW, but he came out, stood his ground, and defended his honor. And though that didn't go according to plan necessarily on AEW Dynamite, Brian Pillman Jr. did get a chance to main event AEW Rampage against another Max, and this time he came up with the win, and being a hometown hero, getting a win in a main event and really putting yourself out there as a star attraction is enough to make Brian Pillman Jr. number 2 on this week's Elite of the Week. At number 3, it's Malakai Black. Had a match with Dustin Rhodes, and even though this was the first time he's truly been tested in AEW, Malakai Black was able to take advantage of an exposed turnbuckle and get a win over Dustin Rhodes, meaning he has now had a clean sweep over the Nightmare Family. He does have another match with Cody looming, but for now, he finds himself at number 3 on this week's Elite of the Week. This week, the best dressed goes to Brian Pillman Jr. coming out on Rampage with those orange tights. A tribute to his dad, Flying Brian. I thought not only was it a touching sentiment in his hometown of Cincinnati, but also I just thought it looked really great. Great outfit with lots of meaning. Brian Pillman Jr., this week, you are the best dressed on Elite of the Week. At number 4, it's Ruby Soho. Came out and she had a tough opponent, but had the fans singing along to her theme song as she walks out. She got a big win against a tough opponent, and even though there was an attack after the match, she showed she already has friends in that locker room as Riho and Statlander came out to defend her. That, of course, led us to AEW Rampage, where Ruby Soho led that trio against another trio, Team DMD, and she secured yet another big win, leading to what is going to be a title match against Britt Baker that I think we all are excited to see, and that puts her at number 4 on this week's Elite of the Week. At number five, it's Jon Moxley in the main event of AEW Dynamite, bloodied and beat the Japanese legend in his hometown. But not only that, he came back later on AEW Rampage and saved another hometown hero, Brian Pillman Jr., from a post-match beatdown himself. Standing tall in his hometown, that is easily enough to put the former champion at number five on this week's Elite of the Week. At number six, it's Andrade El Idolo, showing in his Rampage match against Pac that he's just as technical and just as fast as ever, but also now showing just a power and ruthlessness we hadn't seen before here on network television in the United States. Got a win over against one of the most unbeatable people in AEW, even though there was a little bit of shenanigans that helped him get there. He didn't even seem that happy about the shenanigans, though, as he fired his manager Chavo in the worst of ways, but he got another big win against a big opponent, and that puts him at number six on this week's Elite of the Week. At number seven, it's Powerhouse Hobbs. Not only was he able to pluck Dante Martin out of the sky and bring him down with a massive spine buster to get a win and stop the momentum of the young upstart, but also, he got his name put on the list of people who look to challenge the legend, CM Punk. And anytime you find yourself in a match with CM Punk these days, it means you are someone to look for. And that puts Powerhouse Hobbs at number seven on this week's Elite of the Week. This week, the dud of the week, if we're going to power rank everyone one through the rest, someone comes out at the end of the list, the back end of the list, someone's Dynamite turns out to be a dud. And this week, the dud of the week is Chavo Guerrero. As look, he got his client a win on Rampage, but it still ended up with Andrade punching him in the face, the Lucha Brothers super kicking him in the face, and then getting brutalized by Pac. I love Chavo Guerrero, but this was a bad week for him, and he is this week's dud of the week. At number eight, it's Dustin Rhodes. Of all the people who have challenged Malakai Black since he made his debut, it was Dustin Rhodes that pushed him the farthest, even at times looking like he may have the win in hand and getting the crowd to chant, "You still got it," as if anyone thought he'd ever lost it. But the fact remains, he really challenged Malakai Black in this match, and if not for an exposed turnbuckle, he may have found a way to get the win, and that puts him at number eight on this week's Elite of the Week. At number nine, it's the trio of Dan Lambert, Scorpio Sky, and Ethan Page. Dan Lambert on the microphone, just eviscerating people as always. Such a natural and so good at what he does. But the best part here is he basically said, if you don't like what he has to say, someone needs to come and stop him. And the fact that no one seemed to want to come and stop the trio from doing what they do tells me that they are even more of a trio to fear than ever before. And that puts them at number nine on this week's Elite of the Week. At number 10, it's the Bastard Pac. He had a match against Andrade that was vicious, hard-hitting, fast, and everything you would expect from someone like him. Totally delivered on all levels. Now, he did come up short, but anyone who watched the match knows that there was some outside shenanigans that caused the outcome that we got. And I think that in any other world, he would have won that match. And I think he's still a contender for any title he wants to lay claim to. And that puts him at number 10 on this week's Elite of the Week. This week, the Farmer's Market pick. If wrestlers were a stock, who you should invest in now, because right now you can get them at a low price, but it's about to go through the roof, is Dante Martin. People who have been paying attention know that this guy comes from an amazing tag team with his brother that has had an opportunity to highlight his solo skills, and every time he comes out, it's a dazzling affair with high-flying moves that really set Twitter ablaze with just how good this guy is. And anyone who's paying attention anyone who's watching knows that eventually all the cylinders are about to start firing. Things are going to click, and this guy is going to be a superstar. So if you could invest in a wrestler, you better invest in Dante Martin now before that stock is already too high for you to afford. That does it for this week's Elite of the Week. Again, my name is Jack Farmer. You can follow me on social media at RealJackFarmer. Also, make sure to like, comment, subscribe, share. Thank you to all the wrestlers and everyone who puts the shows on over at AEW and letting us do shows like this. All appreciated. But again, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Let me know who you think should have been ranked. Who did I miss? Who was best dressed? Let me know your thoughts as always. That does it for us. And until next time, do your best and be yourself.